We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Hilchos Nida, Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, Sif Yud. The stock of Shemak and Megufa, one should not look at any part of a wife's body when she's at Nida, B'makom Shadak El Chasas, if it's a part of the body which is normally covered. But the parts of the body which are not typically covered, Mutalay L'Stakel, may one look at. Abi Shunana, even if he enjoys seeing that part of the body. One may not smell the perfume, which is her special perfume. One may not listen to his wife singing when she is in need. It would be appropriate that a woman should have special clothing for when she is in need. That will serve as a reminder to the husband and to the wife that she is a nida. Because she this entire concept that she puts on makeup while she's a nida is only permissible el kadesh tiskana bala, to keep that she should not become unattractive to her husband. She shouldn't pour a cup of wine in his presence, even to just bring it and put it right in front of him on the table. Nor should she make the bed in front of him. But many poskim say that when the halacha speaks about, Rav Ozna says this, when the halacha speaks about making a bed, it's not what we consider making a bed when you get up in the morning and you make your blanket and pillows neat. Rather, what it means is apparently they had a special way of setting up the bed at night before they went to sleep. And that's not something that a wife may do for a husband when she's a nida. Avashlebefanov, but that's only if in his presence. Avashlebefanov, if he's not there, hakomoter, it becomes permissible. Abishudeh shiasasa, even though he's well aware that it was his wife who prepared it. She may not pour for him water to wash himself. I feel in my son even cold water. Sif yud gimuk shem shesurla imzaglayas akais. Just like the wife may not pour the cup of wine when she's in need for her husband, kachu asul imzagla. So too may he not pour for her. I feel lishlech like kesyan amyuchalai. Even to send to his wife a cup of wine, even if it's a kosher bracha, also should not be done when she's a nidah. Sif yudalim hu chayla, if the husband is unfortunately sick, ve'en lo mishi shamas oisus zulos, and there's no one that could care for him besides his wife, but teres l'sham shishimish ein bei negiyah, she could take care of him, not in a way that requires that she touch him. Rak ha'idei tova achar, just through using something else, not that she should be directly touching him. Even if she's trying to get him up or laying down or to give him some support, rak shetizar b'yosa, one must be most careful by washing his face, his hands, and his feet, and setting up the bed. And if the wife is unfortunately sick, a husband may not touch her, even if it doesn't involve actually touching her, unless it's just a serious emergency situation, there's no one else available to help her. If the husband is a doctor, and there's no expert doctor equal to him, then the husband could examine his wife, not doing it in a way of showing any intimacy. It's just taking care of her as a patient. All these halachas about the distance that has to exist between a husband and a wife, Libuna. The halacha doesn't just apply when she's actually experiencing her period, even when she's keeping the May Libun, the days that she's counting Zayin Kiyim. Dainu, may Sphere Zion Nikim, Vagam Achkach, and even after the Zion Nikim are over, and this Acham Little Zmana, if for whatever reason she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah, as Skurim Bechala Nisker, everything that we just learned applies, Adlach Shetitbel until she goes to the mikvah. Sifta Zion, Ishanidim Mei Rivasoi, a woman who's experiencing a flow, Kaini Mei Libuna, before she starts counting the Zion Nikim. Noigin, there's a minig, Shaina Nechnes Labes Akneses, she doesn't go into shul, Ve'emis Balelis. Many Paiskim say that that Bizmanazan nowadays were not Makbrandis. Ach B'yom Neroyim, that in B'yom Rishon the Slichus L'Halan, we speak about the Yom Neroyim that was from the first day of Slichus and on, Sherabim Sassim Beis Akneses, that many men and women obviously come to shul, V'yilei Tzavon Godlam Le'Telech, and it will be particularly stressful for her if she won't be able to participate. Bateres lechus l'spal so that she could go to shul. Mekain shemesias benos bita, when she's marrying off a son or a daughter, or she yeledes, if she had a baby, she gives mana lechus basic neses kiyot bezeh, and the time for her to go to shul comes, then with teres. Similarly, the minig is that a woman when she's a nida doesn't go to a cemetery. Unless, again, it's a situation where the entire family is going to the cemetery, and it'll be particularly stressful if she can't participate. And even going to Kivrei Tzadikim should be avoided while she's Anida, again, unless there are particular circumstances certainly include what is an issue of being embarrassed that everyone else is going and that she's not participating, then there's room for leniency.